This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Iraq, three deadly bombings struck parts of Baghdad Wednesday, killing at least 93, wounding more than 150. The deadliest attack occurred at a marketplace in the Shia Sadr City neighborhood, killing 64. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for Wednesday's attacks. U.S. Army Major General Gary Valesky, briefing reporters from Baghdad, said he believes Iraqi security forces are capable of dealing with the threat posed by IS.
As the enemy loses more and more terrain, they resort to some of these desperate acts. The security forces in Baghdad have the situation under control, but our condolences go out to those families.
Valesky said Iraqi forces are making great progress in reclaiming land lost to insurgents. In Washington Wednesday, the U.S. spokesperson Elizabeth Trudeau condemned the bombings.
These cowardly attacks only harden the resolve of Iraqis and the international community to utterly destroy this group and its warped ideology.
She said the U.S. remains committed to helping Iraq remove the IS threat from its territory and suffocate its financial, foreign terrorist fighter and propaganda networks. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his forces have killed 3,000 IS militants in Syria and Iraq. Speaking Wednesday to military officials in the Balkans, he denied any sympathy for the IS state, insisting no country can match the efforts against the IS group conducted by Turkey. A Somali commando unit has killed at least 15 suspected Islamist fighters in a raid on a al-Shabaab base in the Galgaduud region of central Somalia, the second such raid in 2 days. A local government official told VOA the aim of the raid to destroy the base and neutralize the militants' capacity to organize and carry out attacks. Wednesday's raid, a day after a raid on an al-Shabaab base in the village of Toro. This is VOA News. There are reports Islamic State fighters having pulled out of the ancient